Let's say you're working a digital lead and you've got a lead that comes in. Take it from there. What do you do from there?
Yeah. So, and here's the thing that I want people to understand from a metric side of why we're talking about this. And we're talking about booking the appointment, mm-hmm. right? Because you can't work, you know, leads from home. You can't sell insurance from home if you can't book appointments. And a lot of people are always like, hey, how can I get better at sales? Like, how can I get my sales script, my appointment script better? I promise you, if you get into an appointment, most people actually do pretty good when they're on an appointment. Yep. The appointment's not the problem, it's booking the appointment.
What is up? Welcome back to the CA Power Player Podcast. I'm your host, Cody Askins. All right, today I'm super excited for this interview. Okay, we're going to go about 20 minutes or so. But what's really cool about this interview specifically is we had Edward Pritchett on many times before, but his very first interview was probably 2.5, 3 years ago. I don't know, around 2 years ago. And it has almost, right as of right now, about 70,000 views on how to sell life insurance from home. Well, we were talking. He's like, you know what? I want to back up a little bit and just talk about how to book, like how to work leads and book appointments, because if you can book appointments, you can make more money. So please welcome back Mr. Edward Pritchett.
Good day to you, sir. Always a pleasure to be on a Cody Askins podcast. So excited to jump into this topic here today.
Appreciate you, buddy. You're awesome. You do a phenomenal job of like giving back to the industry. You've been doing this for a minute. Y'all do about 50, 60 million a year in your agency, which is incredible. You also have your new YouTube channel, sort of new, Life Insurance Today, mm-hmm. with Edward Pritchett. I was actually shooting a video earlier to like start promoting that a little bit, which is exciting. And so if you guys are listening and you're like, dude, I want to learn more from Edward, I like what he's saying, definitely go subscribe to the channel, Life Insurance Today. Edward, our first interview crushed it. I think it's our best podcast ever, if I'm not mistaken. Why do you think, before we jump into the content today, why do you think that specific interview did so well? Is it like you're just super good looking, crazy intelligent, you wear a vest?
It's the vest. It's definitely the vest. No, I mean, no one knows any of those things until they, number one, take a look at just from the title, right? Like how to sell life insurance from home. I mean, that's what the majority of life insurance agents today, that's what you're doing, right? Like we do still have people. I have an agent who's been with me for 12 years now, going on 13 years. Mm. He loves getting in the car. Like every time we get on our morning huddles, like he's doing the morning huddles, he's already in his car because he goes and gets his age leads and goes out and he's door knocking all day, right? But that's become the minority. Our clients are looking for a way to connect with us quickly. If you're working digital leads, you know, you got to, you know, speed to lead. You got to be right on it. Whenever they send that lead in, you're on the phone with them. And it's like, when can we meet either via phone or over Zoom, right? Mm. So like that's where our industry has gone here over the past basically 3 years now, actually going on four. It's 2004, so it's actually been about 4 years now. Wow. That this has been the new model, the new way of selling. And people want to know, like a lot of people, I figured this one out here recently, a lot of people who had to kind of make that conversion right when COVID hit, mm-hmm. they just tried to figure something out. But it's the organizations and the groups that were selling virtually before COVID, right? That had a time to kind of figure it out, not because of necessity, but because they were trying to, what's the best for the client in this particular medium? And that was a benefit, a luxury that I had, is that, you know, we were selling in this way before that happened. Mm. And so we've been able to really accelerate our effectiveness with virtual sales. And I think more people are looking for how to do that, how to do it more effectively, mm-hmm. how to build systems around that. And that's why that was such a hit. And I think it's why people need to continue to look into, like, it doesn't matter when you jumped into it, but this is where it is now. So what can you do to improve on your selling from home, selling virtually, selling over the phone skills so that you can really participate in a now, like, 1.1 trillion, you know, this coming, you know, when we look back at 2023 numbers, it's definitely going to be $1.2 to $1.3 trillion in premium going from consumers to carriers just in the life and annuity space. We're not talking about any other type of insurance, just life and annuity, 1.2 trillion. Like, that's just a, you can't even really fathom like what that amount of dollars really means.
True.
It's the space that we're in.
That's crazy. And you know, one of the things that, like, we're not going to talk about this today, but like one of the things that I love that you just did recently was this past Wednesday at the time of recording this, you did a private class for our Ultimate Agent Academy. Mm-hmm. And if you guys are listening, you're like, what's the academy? You can go to ultimateagentacademy.com. We bring in some really cool mentors to train. Edward is one of those. And he just did a class on conversational selling and the importance of like not sounding like a salesperson, telemarketer, a robot, whatever, like just be natural, be a human, be normal. That was one of the best trainings I've seen. We got so much positive feedback for that. So thank you for doing that. And we thought about going there, but I really think like starting with, okay, let's say you're working a digital lead and you've got a lead that comes in. Take it from there. What do you do from there?
Yeah. So, and here's the thing that I want people to understand from a metric side of why we're talking about this. And we're talking about booking the appointment, mm-hmm. right? Because you can't work, you know, leads from home. You can't sell insurance from home if you can't book appointments, right? And a lot of people are always like, hey, how can I get better at sales? Like, how can I get my sales script, my appointment script better? I promise you, if you get into an appointment, most people actually do pretty good when they're on an appointment. You know, you have a conversation with the client, you start figuring some things out, and the appointment goes, right? Like if they're willing to give you the time to book the appointment, the appointment's not the problem. It's booking the appointment.
That's one of the questions I get a bunch too that I want to add really quick. Is like, I get the question of like, hey, should I book the appointment or should I just try a one call close? Well, it sounds like you book the appointment. I also want you to talk about that real quick because I like the psychology of what you do, because I feel like if you book the appointment and then run the appointment, it splits up like the mental responsibility of what you're doing and kind of divvies up the sales process. What's your thoughts on that?
No, definitely. I mean, here's the thing. I know the intent more of a client that shows up to an appointment than mm-hmm. if I'm trying to do a one call close. Like, I've definitely had people, I get them on the phone and they're just like, oh yeah, just, you know, tell me the price, you know, what can you do for me? And yeah. You know, they're wanting to do like, yeah, I got time to go ahead and do this now. Like, well, okay. But if this is important, isn't it worth taking 30 or 40 minutes to figure out what is in the best interest for you and your family? Should you include your spouse in this conversation? Like, isn't this for him or her? Right. So like to raise, like, I'm trying to build this gap, right? Like, there's the place that they're currently at, and then there's the place that they would like to be. But if I don't spend some time doing that, building that gap, then, you know, I can give them a price and, like, you know, depending on how they're feeling about spending the extra $70, $80, you know, $100 a month, maybe they go ahead and get the policy right now. Maybe not. Maybe they get the policy and then 2 days later, they're like, why did I do that? Let me, you know, cancel that. Right. But if I say, hey, can we set aside, like, if this is important for you and your family, like, can we set aside 30, 35, 40 minutes? So you can see and hear the tonality, right? Like, it's not just rushing into it. Like, I'm curious, like, is this important? Is this important to you and your family? Can we set aside some time to, you know, sit down with you? And now, is your spouse going to be a part of this? Okay. Can we have your spouse there as well? And we can figure out what's going to be in the best interest for the both of you and make sure that we put the right thing in place and make sure everything is covered that you guys are looking for. Is it worth 35, 45 minutes of you all's time? All right. And now, like, whatever they commit to that appointment and we go to that appointment time, that conversation is so much different than trying to do this, you know, one call close. Right. Yeah. And
a lot of pressure.
Yeah. No, a lot of pressure on that. Much less pressure in the second. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if you increase your appointment count, right, and you actually have an appointment, it's one, you're not going to be as worried, because guess what? There's still going to be people that are going to no-show you. I still haven't figured out how to like get rid of that. So there's still going to be people that are going to no-show you. But the appointments that you sit on are so much more valuable than like, let me try to close this thing in this 15-minute call that I just made to a particular client, you know?
Yep. You actually just gave me an idea for our sales team. So thank you. I'm getting ideas while interviewing you. No surprise there.
There you go. So that's the thing. Like if you're wanting to, whenever I'm working with agents and we're looking at their overall, like what's the activity that they've been doing?
Yes.
What are we going to work on? Like I really encourage agents, like don't try to change everything all at once. What's the one thing that I'm going to work on this month? What's the one thing that I'm going to change this month? And the place I like to start is like, how do we increase your appointment count? Like, let's not worry about your sales script, your appointment script. I don't care that you don't know all the products. Like, how do we get you more appointments this month, right? Or this week? And if we increase your appointments, and now you go from having, you know, the agent that has, who do you bet on, Cody? Like the agent that has 4 or 5 appointments or the agent that has 15 appointments?
15 all day. That could be terrible.
All day long, I'm going to bet on the 15 appointment agent, right? Because like with 15 appointments, you're going to accidentally trip over some policies, right? True. But then it's going to give you the opportunity to improve your skills so much more than the person who has 4 or 5.
100%.
So
what's the goal, if you're brand new, like how many appointments?
You know, I would say some of it depends on the market you're in. If you're in final expense, I would say you're wanting to at least have 20, maybe 25 appointments for the week. If I'm working final expense, if I'm working on the term side, I may be looking for 15 to 18. Right. And in the where we are today, like it's not like you're filling up that much of your calendar with 20 appointments or 15. Like that's really not that much time. Like if you're allotting an hour for each of those, and let's say you do have 20, like you've blocked 20 hours of your work week, and you have, if you're doing a 40-hour work week, you have 20 more hours left, more than enough time to make your dials, do some training, do the follow-up that you need to do. Like that's more than enough time there, right? So that would be kind of in my mind where I'm starting, right? Like how can I work to get myself up to that number of appointments so that I have a better shot? Like I have more times at bat and I have more likelihood to actually hit the ball.
True. Yeah. You're also about to go a different direction there for a second ago, if you want to.
I was just going to go dive straight into like, so how do you start improving on your appointment setting? Right. Cause that's what people are like. So, okay. So yes, I need to increase my appointment. So how do I do that, Edward? Okay. Here's number one. What are you saying when you're making your dials? And not just what are you saying, like it's like, what are you saying and how are you saying it? Because I learned a long time ago, like the script doesn't matter. I know, like a lot of people are like, well, that's just blasphemy. No, I'm telling you, the script doesn't matter. How you're saying whatever script that you're using is what matters. And if you're not actually practicing that, like agents get the script and they look at it, they read it over and, you know, then they go and start making dials, right? Most agents don't spend enough time actually role playing that script, actually getting feedback on how am I sounding when I'm saying this. I was on the call that you just mentioned, right? On the Ultimate Agent Academy. I just messed that up, but Ultimate Agent.
No, that was it. Yeah.
Ultimate Agent. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Boom. I got it. But like on that call, I was talking to an agent who, you know, he was like, you know, I have my script and I just don't know why it's not connecting. Right.
Yeah.
And then we role played for less than 3 minutes. And in 3 minutes, we were able to very quickly diagnose what was going on with why people didn't want to book appointments with him, because he was coming across, what he was saying was okay. Right. Like the words that he was using was good, but it was just aggressive. And it was like I was intimidated. Like, I was like, whoa, is that really how you're coming across to your clients, because if that's how you're coming across, I understand why they don't want to book an appointment with you. I wouldn't want to book an appointment with you either. But most people don't actually do that kind of a practice role play, whether it's with a mentor or just with a fellow agent. It doesn't take a mentor to be able to tell you, dude, you sound aggressive, you know, or you sound very like cheesy right now, or, you know, you sound very pushy right now.
You're interrogating me.
Exactly. Like your family, your friends, your fellow agents, they'll be able to pick that out if you actually schedule that time to role play that with them. Right. And then you just practice it. You do it multiple times. Like any sport that you look at, right? Like we're getting coming up on the Super Bowl. I promise you, Kansas City and San Francisco, they're practicing right now. Just because they're in the Super Bowl, just because they're getting ready to go, that doesn't mean they're like, all right, we just gotta show up on Sunday and go play. True. But that's what we do as agents often, is we got our script, we get some leads, and I'm gonna go play. Practice. Spend some time with that script. Spend some time working with someone so that you can get that feedback of how are you coming across? Because you don't hear yourself the way everybody else hears you, right? You know, like, have you ever listened to a recording of yourself singing or talking, and you're like, oh God, that's really me?
Earlier.
Right? Like we all feel that way at times when it comes to that. But we need to do that in this industry in order to understand, how am I coming across to a potential client? And if you spend time working on that, and I would say, if I'm just getting started, I'm a brand new agent, I need to spend 35, 45, an hour a day just practicing that, right? Yeah. Now, I'm not saying don't work, you know, like you need to be working, like go, you know, while you're practicing, you still need to make your dials. And yeah, you may not be sounding so great, but you're still trying to book appointments. But then while I'm trying to book appointments, I need to be working on, how can I get better at booking appointments? Record yourself when you're making those dials and play it back and ask yourself, how did that sound? Was I curious whenever I first started that call with that client? Or did I just come across as like overly assumptive that, oh yeah, you sent this in, you should book an appointment with me, right? I promise you, curiosity will get you a lot more than any other tone that you use whenever you're trying to book your appointments. Mm. You're just trying to figure out, like, you sent this lead, don't call it a lead. No, I'll say, right, I still got to practice too, right? You sent this form in, you were looking for information about final expense coverage. Was there a reason, or when you saw the ad, was there a reason that you filled that out and requested this information? Is there something you're concerned about?
Mm.
And you're going to open them. They're going to start talking to you, right? It's kind of that same adage of, like, you know, if you're at the grocery store, you're at the mall, and you see something and you like tap a stranger's shoulder and say, hey, do you know what this is over here? Is this yours?
Mm.
Right. And what does everyone do whenever you approach them with that tone? Huh? What are you talking about? Right. Like they're going to go look, they're going to go check it out. They're going to engage in a conversation with you. Like we're curious by nature. Right. Yeah. Like we're basically cats. Right. You know, like it is what kills all of us. Like sometimes we get too curious about things.
Yes.
But like that's what's going to draw a client out. I don't care if it's a 5-year-old lead or a lead that they sent in 5 minutes ago.
Mm.
And now it leads me to be able to have a conversation to see, you know, okay, so you were looking for that. You sent this in about that. Well, I'm just trying to see if maybe there's something that we can do to help, but I need to understand, like, is this something that you want help with? Right.
Yeah.
And it allows us to, like, and I promise you, every script has some version of that already built into it, but how we say it is what makes it hit.
Yes.
Totally miss. And that practice that, you know, and this is the simplest thing, just that 35, 45 minutes. It doesn't take that long. You don't got to spend forever doing role plays, but you got to spend some time. And if you have, you're like, well, Edward, I have nobody that wants to role play with me. I'm not, you know, my mentor doesn't care about me. And I'm sorry you don't have friends. I don't know what to tell you on that. then just record yourself, right? Role play with yourself, listen to yourself, right? But by doing that, you're going to start to develop that skill to hear yourself as you're asking questions and put yourself in that place whenever you call that lead that will allow you to bring up that curiosity in a really big way, mm-hmm. and then book more appointments. And from booking more appointments, like if you take nothing else from this call today, curiosity when I call. I'm just trying to figure something out, right? And do it. You say I'm exaggerating a little bit with my face, but do it with your face, right? Like if you make your face, like we all, when we're curious, we all do the same kind of, what's that? Like everybody, right? And so when I'm on the phone calling my client, my face is going to reflect that I'm curious. Mm-hmm. And then guess what? My tone will then be curious. And the client will be like, what are they curious about? Like, I need to figure out what, let me help them out. Let me answer these questions for them, right? And that leads to a better conversation that I can now book an appointment from. And if I increase the number of appointments, I'm increasing my number of at-bats, and my numbers are going to be better. And I think, like, if we just start off with something that simple, you know, it doesn't have, people are looking for, like, I need this 17-step process to, you know, figure out how to book appointments. It doesn't take all that, right?
No, you're right.
Just let's start with that. And then there are other things you will pick up on. There's plenty of other things that you can work on and tweak and get better at. But if you start with that and start getting more appointments, then you can start seeing, okay, what do I need to leave in my script? What do I need to take out? Right.
I love that.
You know, what times do I need to dial? Right. Do I need to do double dialing or triple dial? Like all those things, like you can start working on that later, but it starts with what's the thing that's going to help me engage in the actual conversation with this person so that they are even interested in having a follow-up call with me about something that I've raised their level of curiosity. And they're just like, oh, should I be getting this life insurance now? And I think this is a concern of mine. This is something that my family is worried about. And yes, 35 minutes would be a great investment to spend that time and see if we can get this figured out. I appreciate you calling me, right? And now those calls end in a much better way. You're happier. The client's happier. And you can really start building and growing out your business from that standpoint. So yep. That's the condensing down to one thing, like that's it right there. Work on that. And then trust me, I'm sure Cody, we probably will do a couple more of these from time to time, and we can,
for sure.
We can lay out step 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 down the road. If agents just started with that one part and increased that appointment count, they're going to see their production go up, and we're going to be doing such a benefit for our industry by doing that.
No doubt. I'll even add to this too, a couple things I just heard. One, very realistic expectations too. You're not like, hey, I only need 5 minutes. I only need 10 minutes. It's like, it's going to take longer than that. So I love that. Two, so you did the call last Wednesday, and then I did the Ultimate Agent Academy Zoom last night, and I just continued further about what you already started training on. And then literally last night we got 3 different testimonials I want to share with you really quick. Okay. One said, I wrote a term policy, 200,000 right after today's call. The training today paid off. I just kept asking questions and learned so much about my client. It was an actual conversation, and he told me all about Texas, right? Amazing group, love being in it, which was cool, right? Piggybacked right off of the training you did. And then the next one, Cynthia said, right after our coaching call, I closed about $1,100 in AP. Love the community and leadership and mentors in this group. And then the third one was a gentleman said, I'm number one in life insurance in Kansas and Nebraska for American Family. Thank you so much for helping me achieve this. It's like, dude, how cool is that, man? So like what Edward is talking about, dude, it freaking works. I'm telling you, it works.
Yep.
Yeah, it's awesome. So thank you for coming back. Thanks for sharing today, and I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate you as well.
Thank you, buddy. Okay, as you guys are watching, man, if you're like, dude, I like this cat, I want more of this, go to Life Insurance Today with Edward Pritchett on YouTube to subscribe and learn more. Anywhere else they should go or you'd like to send them if they would love to talk to your team and learn more about what y'all do?
Other than that, you can check us out on Instagram. Myself personally, the Edward Pritchett on Instagram, or the Pritchett Agency on Instagram. And, you know, we try to respond to those DMs and get back to people as quickly as we can. So That's the other place that you connect. And of course, also, I've been having fun with TikTok here lately. So, TikTok every now and again, you can find us at The Edward Pritchard as well. There is another place to see a lot of the information and content that we're putting out.
That's awesome. Well, you've definitely picked up your TikTok game, and I like what I see. I see it all the time now. When I get on TikTok for a minute at night just to scroll and kill time and whatever reason else I get on there, I guess. But appreciate you being back on the podcast, buddy. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and thank you guys for listening. Also, you can catch Edward Pritchett at 8% 2024 live on stage here in Springfield, Missouri in July. You can go to apersnation.com to learn more about that event. Tickets are starting as low as $97. Hotel rooms are like $99 in Springfield, and you can probably drive from a lot of the country. Thanks for hanging with us. Thanks for listening. Definitely go follow and check out Edward Pritchett. And if you'd love to be a part of those private training classes we shared, you can go to ultimateagentacademy.com. Either way, thanks for listening to the Power Player Podcast, and we'll see you on the next one. Adios.
Hey, if you enjoyed this, I got another one you're going to love. It's right there. Click on it. See you in there.
I'm so excited for today's CA Power Player Podcast. I'm your host, Cody Askins. We got a special guest. He is back on the channel talking about how to sell life insurance from home. Here's what I love about this person. Yeah, I'm telling you, this will be one of the best.